In lieu of a real sponsor, you know, like that pays us any money or anything, we have this word from a not real sponsor.
It's time to stop the insanity and insist on a better quality of life. Stop drinking tap water. Stop drinking well water. Refuse to touch water from plants with names that I can't pronounce. And remember that mountain spring water is a disaster waiting to happen. Do you know how many people and animals urinated in your spring water upstream? So stop drinking it. Insist on only one natural substance, dehydrated water. Now, you may think that dehydrated water is just oxygen, but no, dehydrated water is special. It takes hundreds of years to form and only minutes to vaporize. Pure, refreshing, crystal clear, filtered, and compressed dehydrated water. Nowhere on Earth will you find a more pure substance. Dehydrated water is compact, lightweight, easy to store, and perfect to take wherever you go. It's free of toxins, chemicals, lead, minerals, and almost every other dangerous substance you can think of.
Sir Jeremy, I was thinking, what should we do for our 100th episode? Dehydrated
water is the we should listen to ads. High fiber,
protein, this is the ad show. Diets. Courtesy of Ian.
If you'd like to get a free sample of dehydrated water, all you have to do is send us your name, address, city, state, and zip code, and email address, phone number, social security number, and list of fears. That's all you have to do to get a free sample of dehydrated water. Please visit us today at www.buydehydratedwater.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle 100th episode! Welcome back to the 100th episode of the Ramen Noodle. Awkward silence.
Anytime, audience.
It took the audience a moment. You know, it's one of those things where you have to cue them on the little signs. You know, laugh now, clap now.
100 episodes, and clearly we have perfected everything.
Fat guy in the front row, laugh after everyone else stops laughing. That's how they do it in the syndicated TV shows.
He looks hurt.
Sitcoms.
I can't believe you just said that. he's leaving. He's been here for every episode and he's leaving.
That's okay. I think he thought this was the wrong episode. Welcome to this. It has been 100 interesting episodes. And don't look at iTunes. Don't try and count the episodes because it won't line up to 100. But this is episode number 100. So that's why we're saying it's the 100th. Episode. We are happy for you to be joining us. This is the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day since 2007. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm... Is this on?
Yes. Okay.
I'm Jenny.
Yes, we stroke the mic to make sure it's on.
I didn't want to hit it because you hate it when people do that. So I just stroked it.
And you can check us out on our website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. We have an exciting episode for you today. And if you are listening to this on the download, then you're going to realize that
you missed... On the down low or on the download?
You'll realize that you probably missed some fun because we're taking in live calls during this through Skype and through, what's that old technology called? Oh, yeah, the phone. And we are having some awesome listener stories. We've got some awards to give out in a little bit for different, the best of different categories.
Oh, and they're all in like envelopes with wax on the back.
Yeah, they have nice little wax seals on the back and everything. So let's get this show started.
Wait, I have a question.
Let's not get this show
started. Dehydrated water.
Mm-hmm. It's
how do you
too.
Drink it? Do you add water?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking he was going to say.
funny stuff from the last 100 episodes. No. Funny stuff from the last week. Jeremy, do you have something to share?
I do.
Does it have anything to do with a drive-thru?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
As of Sunday, actually, this story begins more than a week ago. I'm going to break the rules just a little bit, but it's actually just background on my story. My phone met a Kroger floor that it didn't like. And all it would do was stare at me blankly after that. My poor old iPhone 3G. Not dead, but...
In a coma?
Maybe. It functioned, but the screen was only turned basically white. Clearly, something had to be done. I was walking around waiting for people to call me when I needed to talk to them. I kept trying to think thoughts their way that would say, "Call me. I can't dial my phone, but you need to call me." And nobody ever listened. My psychic abilities are not as strong as I once imagined. So, since the whole psychic dialing thing didn't work, I had to replace my phone. And I was able to do it. It worked out in my budget. I got birthday money. It all worked out. I was so thankful. Today, I've dropped that thing twice.
Did you break it again?
No. Okay. No, but I think my insurance decision is made. I think I'm going to have to do something. Twice. I pulled it off by the synchronization cord onto the floor. Once it hit a plastic box on the way down, I don't know. I just don't know. I only dropped the old one a handful of times in 3 years. I can't even...
You and phones, you like break up with phones all the time where they break up with you.
Well, and the new phone is an iPhone 4S and Siri will not marry me.
iPhone 4.
I've heard that she's, you know, she's hard to get to agree to marriage, but she won't marry me either.
That you've tried.
I've asked, you know.
Do you ask that of all of your phones?
No, this is the first that's ever talked back. And
the only one that's acknowledged you with an answer.
Yes, exactly. And played podcasts for me. Goes everywhere with me. It's just so nice.
Yeah, we were having a lot of fun with your phone the other day.
We were.
Telling it different things, telling it to call you different things.
Yeah, she thought my name was Rumpelstiltskin for a while. Finally had to correct her.
Rumpelstiltskin. Jenny, what do you have to share? You mentioned something about a tractor.
Oh,
you did, and I was confused.
I did. It was tragic.
A tragic tractor? A tractor tragedy?
Okay. When I was a kid, my dad used to allow us to drive his riding lawnmower around the yard. So it was my turn, and I was probably 7. I think it's 7. And my feet were too, my legs were too short to reach the pedals.
Oh, boy.
So I was going around this tree, and I hit a picnic table head on. And the picnic table and the tractor did dance. And the tractor...
Swing your partner around and around, do-si-do and do-si-do.
The tractor ended up... like good. I don't know how to explain this. They both kind of, like... The tractor was... The back wheels were still going, and they were kind of... What do you call this action right here?
This is a clean comedy show.
I'm sorry.
What? Just help me out. What is it called?
It made like a A-frame or like a pyramid.
Yeah, honestly, like the nose of the tractor and the side of the table were both kind of vertical. And then they both went splat and the tractor fell back on me.
It was like, wow, that's some kiss.
What? Oh my goodness.
The table's leg popped.
I didn't die, so that was good. That's my story.
When tractors I'm glad that you didn't kiss die. Tables.
Me too.
It's really funny that you didn't die.
I don't really. I don't know what I would do if I died.
Well, I am actually
not live.
Yeah.
Foregoing my random noodle update because I'm going to share some stuff from past episodes and do some little review and share some background stuff that people haven't heard before. And so it's something that I think everyone would be interested in hearing, but it wasn't within just the last week.
But you actually are wrong. I'm just kidding.
But before we do that,
we're going to rehydrate some of this dehydrated water.
Yeah. We're going to take a call because I got a couple letters in from people, so that means I need to play this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello?
Ring, ring. You have a bad connection.
We got a few things in the mail for our 100th episode. And first of all, is a package that came in from Meow, the space turtle. And the package made that noise when it came to the mailbox.
Did no way. Yeah,
I just went outside and I hear this Meow, and then boom, I get hit on the head with a package.
As you did just now, which was brilliant.
Yeah. So the space turtle sent in this special package and it said on it, do not open until episode 100.
Oh, which is Christmas in the ramen noodle world.
I went ahead and opened it since today was episode 100.
Opening's my favorite.
And here is what the space turtle decided was the best thing for us to have on our 100th episode.
Oh, this is going to be good, I could tell.
The moment of happiness and joy and celebration
and joy
and reflection on the subject matter
and singing with your dad
and the quality of all of our podcasts in the past have been summed up in the space turtle's gift to us.
Everybody in the chat room is saying bacon.
For our 100th episode, I present to you, let me make sure I pull it out correctly.
Oh my.
The space turtle's gift to us.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, no!
Tell the listening audience what this is.
It's the Log family! Give me that! I'm gonna hold it!
No!
Here's what it says on the back.
I'm gonna speak French.
Who says potty training can't be fun? Let Uncle Trent introduce your potty trainee to the Log family.
Yay.
And soon you'll be laughing your way out of the diaper
stage
and into many happy bathroom experiences.
The kid on the cover that's like rubbing the toilet is funny.
I love you, toilet.
I love you. Goodbye, Log family. Enjoy your vacation.
Toddlers will learn how to recognize that a visit from the Log family is imminent. Don't discuss.
They're not a family.
Oh, Daniel, we're totally reading this to our kids.
Oh, they'll discover that the Log family especially loves it when the handle on their special swimming pool is cold. And a thrilling water slide swirls them around and down to a private Log family beach. Soon you and your toddler will be sending the Log family on their merry little way with their favorite farewell. See you at the beach.
Love poo.
Do you know who wrote that?
John Steinklobber?
No. Oh. Tammy Trent's husband. You know the pop singer?
No.
She's old school.
Oh. Mommy, I put the fish in with the Log family to go to the beach together.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Can I see that? Can I just hold it?
The really funny thing is that I almost brought up, I don't even remember why, I almost brought up my old potty training book in an episode a couple of weeks ago and then decided against it. And here, it's like fate.
Oh,
a potty training book has shown up.
He wrote in it. You have to read that too.
A special inscription in this potty
May
training
your poop
book.
Be jolly.
What?
To the Ramen Noodle cast. The space turtle. It's actually, I guess that's how you spell. Well, speaking of wonderful gifts, let's get into these awards.
Hand it back.
And
she really likes this book. Jenny, that's disturbing. A little bit. Anyway.
Well, we need to move on because we have a special guest on the air with us in the podcast. By that, I mean,
I'm having trouble moving on past this book. I'm not going to lie.
Look. It's the Log family.
Mommy, I don't want the Log family to go away. I'm going to keep the Log family here.
There are pictures of the Log family.
Okay. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show Heather, listener, who is also known as Rose is Dancing for Christ. Welcome, Heather.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Heather.
Well, apparently we're all getting visits from the Log family.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, my goodness.
Not right now.
So, Heather, tell us what you have sent us.
Yeah, well, first I want to actually just thank you guys so much for offering such a great stress-relieving, healing laughter, and, of course, at times, brainless entertainment. It's such a blessing to me on a handful of rough days, and so happy 100th!
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what I sent is my own little award show for you guys with different categories. So there's like 3 silver awards and 3 gold awards. And so you could earn 1 award or you could earn 2 or 3 or 4. So
now I have the little drummer boy standing by just waiting. Whoops, I broke a seal. I broke a baby seal.
Oh no.
I have a drum roll boy standing by waiting to hear what these awards are. Do you need to introduce them anymore?
I have an order here if you can find and start with the silvers.
I got it. Ready?
The first one is best sound effect.
And that was a long one.
Okay, drum roll boy, you're going to have to tone it down.
Best sound effect goes to Jeremy.
Yay! We should give the monkeys.
That one doesn't need too much explanation. Actually, the voices and the beatboxing.
And let's not forget the...
Uh-oh! Of course. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Best laugh goes to...
Someone's overpaying that drummer boy. He's a little too excited. Jenny!
Oh my gosh! Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's such a sweet, pretty laugh. The guys, their dude laughs.
Yeah, thanks.
I'd rather have a dude laugh than a sweet, pretty laugh.
That's probably correct. The next one is most interesting live.
Whoa.
Wow, the drummer boy controls his volume very well.
It's me, Daniel, and I'm a kite.
You're what?
I'm a kite. And that one, I had to say, you won by a split. And that's why everybody has to be here live, because Daniel did do a live split on camera.
Whoa. Yes, he did, and I have a picture to prove it.
That's good. Or at least you think I did a live split.
Okay, the next is entering into the gold. So congratulations to all the silver winners.
Yay, we each have 1 award.
Whoa.
Okay,
whoa.
Best stories.
I thought I'd cut him short.
Why did you hit the drummer boy?
I can't believe you threw that at him.
This goes to... Daniel. Me. Yay. Okay, so...
Hey, you're stacking this.
If it's funniest story, you have to tell me which one it was.
Oh my goodness. It was all of them. Your stories are absolutely the best. Everybody embellishes them, but without your very interesting and unique experiences, it wouldn't be that funny.
Oh, thanks.
And the occasional dream.
True. Yeah, if you see women and tall blondes down the stair.
I don't like that story.
Okay, so we have 2 left. The next one is most funny.
Whoa.
Funniest person goes to Jeremy.
What? Yay.
Well, you gave me the most laughs when I re-listened to the podcast.
Well, thank you.
And then we have the
the MOVA award, which is most valuable of all.
Oh my.
Wow.
And it's not going to be our drummer boy right now because he's going, well, wait, we should all all everybody do drum roll. No matter where you are, no matter what time you're listening to this, especially if you're in a prayer group right now, I want you to do a drum roll.
Send it through time and space.
Don't do a barrel roll. Who do you think this is?
Lucy.
Yes, it has to be Lucy.
Chat room saying.
In the chat room. By the way, we've got a lot of people in the chat room, and they are all silent at the moment.
Ian said his sister told him to stop.
Stop dropping.
And here it goes. The person who speaks the best French? No. Ooh. Goes to Jenny.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Yay. Now, I have to say the reason that one was chosen is because when these boys are by themselves, man, this story goes off on tangents. Great perspective. Need I remind you of yelling down the steps to stop singing?
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I just really appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Heather.
We appreciate your awards, and they will be, I don't know if they'll be framed, but they will be.
I've been framed.
Wonderful. Wait. Thank you.
Yep.
And keep listening.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. She also sent a letter to go along with this, and she said, I hope you will enjoy my contribution to the 100th live episode of the Ramen Noodle. It's a separate color. So
don't send Daniel anything in all caps.
In the tradition and spirit of the Ramen Noodle, it is my hope that this will enhance an a fun segment. Does that mean like a fun?
Oh, I don't know.
Not fun segment. It will definitely be my first ever Ramen and Rose award show. After much time listening to what I have concluded to be the top 5 episodes of Ramen, I believe categories and winners hidden in the sealed envelopes within have been chosen appropriately. And the sealed envelopes are not to be opened ahead of time, which I didn't. They are to be surprised to each of you, a live presentation. On the wax seal, you will notice the regal-looking R for the pirate. This is my official emblem seal.
Did she say for the pirate?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I interpreted that, read between the lines there. This is the official emblem seal, which represents both Ramen and Rose. I'm looking forward to your 100th episode. Thank you again for offering such great stress-relieving, healing laughter, and at times brainless. She used the same words again.
You'd think it was the same part. Oh, wait.
Meant in the most respectful manner. Entertaining podcast. It is a blessing to me on a handful of rough days. Many blessings to you and your team. Rose is dancing for Christ. Thank you again so much, Rose, for sending that. And we really appreciate that.
And these beautiful handmade awards.
I know. I was just looking at all of them. They're so cool. She even had like little stickers with one letter on each, and it spells Jenny. It's so cool.
So thank you very much. And by the way, I wanted to mention the chat room that we have. We do this live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern time. This evening, we've got a lot of people in there, and we're so, so happy that you guys are here live for the 100th episode. We've got in the chat room a lot of the normals and some new people too. We've got Chivalry Bean, the Space Turtle just missed his segment. The Log family already left. So we've got Dachshund and Harasne, My Name 950. I guess there are 949 other My Names.
Wow.
Nevrothrin, Quest for Faith, Slash Racer 5, the PB&J Network, TJXDG. DJ City, Zion, and several anonymouses in there. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this show. And we are taking another live call right now. Hi, you're on the Ramen Noodle. Who's this?
You turned it way down, didn't you?
Space Turtle. Just kidding.
Caller, go ahead.
Jeremy, you should do your Mrs. Doubtfire thing.
Hi, welcome to the Ramen Noodle. Who's this?
This is Colin.
Hey, Colin. Welcome. What have you got to share with us for our 100th episode? Buy our t-shirts. No.
Whoa.
I've got a little story I can tell.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Okay, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Oh. Hey, that didn't sound like your female voice.
No, it didn't.
Well, it's from my childhood. I grew up with bunk beds, and I was always on the top bunk. And one night, my parents were out of the house. My brother was watching me, and it was dark in the room. I thought I heard a noise, and I was on the top bunk. So I go to lean over, not knowing that the ceiling fan's on. And you can guess what happened. I flew back, and I start screaming. My brother runs in the room, and he sees me. I got blood running down my face. He starts screaming, too. He grabs me out of the bed and whips me into the shower.
What happened? Wow.
Oh, that makes me hurt.
You know, I've stuck my head in a ceiling fan before, too. And
I did it on purpose.
Though. I don't know about you, Colin, but here's my advice to anyone else out there who's critical of we who have experienced the ceiling fan to the head joys. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, I recently tried to remind my brother about this incident, and he doesn't remember it. My parents don't remember it. So apparently I dreamt the whole thing up, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. There's some kind of conspiracy going on.
Actually, it seems like you would be the one who wouldn't remember it if it hit you in the head. Do you have any feelings that maybe you were a fairy tale character at one point in your life?
Oh, my goodness.
Just might be.
Oh, wow. Well, Colin, take care of your head. Don't stick it in any more ceiling fans or electrical outlets or anything else. And thank you for calling.
I'll do my best, and thanks. You're welcome.
Thanks.
That's awesome. You know, it's fun getting live calls. Maybe we should just change our format and make it the live Clean Comedy call-in show.
That would be fun.
Clean Comedy call-in. Did you notice, though, that might have been a pseudonym for him? Because he said his name is Colin, but he was a call-in.
Yeah.
I think it was thought a fake that too. Name.
It's just actually C O L L I N.
Colin.
He sent me something else too, but it's to save for later.
Oh, everybody's sending us these time delayed things.
Yeah, like
everybody.
Time machines.
Yeah, about the time machine. I lost it. I'm sorry.
You took out on the weekend again?
Yep.
I told you, I want that back.
I'm sorry. It's gone. It was a temporal incident. I can't explain it here. Mm. I'll contaminate the timeline.
That's too bad. But, you know, speaking of contaminated timelines, we do have someone else joining us on the call for our live 100th episode. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Ian, to the live show.
Ian!
Hey, I'm on the show. Yay.
Yay. Do you have some dehydrated water for us?
Yeah, I'll just send it your way. There, it's there now. Just breathe it in.
Whoa! Wow, did you take fast. My time machine?
Yep.
Oh,
he gave it to the time little drummer machine, boy.
It tastes just like powdered sugar. Yes. Ian,
I don't
welcome.
Know. You might want to see a doctor about that. I don't think it should.
Ian, welcome to the show. What have you got for us?
Oh, I'm supposed to have something? I just want to call in to be on the show.
It reminds me of kids. I used to teach Sunday school and children's ministry a lot. And, you know, these kids would be so eager to call in. I mean, raise their hand and say something. And then you call on them. And they'd be like, I forgot. Or it'd be something like, my dog died last week. Oh, Ian, how's your dog?
I don't have a dog.
Oh, get a dog.
Hermit crab.
You want our dog? Oh, you have hermit crabs?
No.
Oh, I have hermit crabs.
I was trying to refer to a story, but I don't know where I was actually going with that.
Well, Ian, you got like plenty of airtime at the beginning of the show with your sponsorship thing. So,
oh my gosh!
So it's good that you don't have anything else to say because you know you didn't sponsor us that much.
Sponsor us?
He's sponsored us with
congratulations. on the episode.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for being a part of this and a faithful listener for however long you've been a faithful listener.
Wow, you are so attentive to your listeners.
Well, I don't know when he started. What was your first episode that you listened to?
I wish I knew. I think one of the early ones, anyway, was had a bus involved in the featured story.
A bus?
Oh, that was when Jenny and I were dating.
And you put me on that bus, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Or we were already engaged, I think, and you had a break. Yeah. And I got stuck on the bus, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the first episodes I listened to.
Yeah, so that was 2010. That was cool. Nice. You've stuck with us for 2 years. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm still alive, too.
Barely.
Portal reference not intended.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Ian. And
yep, thanks for answering and having me on the show and sort of, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye now.
Bye.
Thanks, Ian.
Portal reference.
That's awesome.
It's hard to overstate my satisfaction.
Yes, although it is possible for us. And by the way, speaking of hard to state our satisfaction, I am extremely satisfied with the $25 babies that we previously ordered and the sponsorship we had from Slash Racer. And Slash Racer happens to be on the line with us right now. Hey, Slash Racer.
Hi, Daniel.
You sent us some $25 babies?
Yeah, but I forgot to send you all the plastic spider rings, Jenny. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Goes perfectly with babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Slash Racer, or Noah, who tried to remain anonymous for a while, what have you got to share today?
Okay, I just want to straighten out everything.
Okay.
So, first of all, I wasn't actually trying to stay anonymous. You misread my message.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, slam.
I feel about this big right now.
But I don't care because it's made me noodle famous anyway.
You are noodle famous.
I am noodle famous. I was the first live caller, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. Yeah, you had emailed me this last week, or I'll tell you guys since he knows.
Since we don't read your email.
He emailed me this last week and asked, was I actually the first live caller into one of your podcasts? And yes, you were, except for live co-hosts that we've had. But yeah, you were. So you got a golden asterisk. What'd you do with that golden asterisk?
What isn't a golden asterisk?
It's that little symbol you probably couldn't see very well because it was on a white background. But it was in the email I sent back to you.
Was it really?
Oh, I don't think... Oh, I haven't checked my email in a couple days.
So. Dude, you should really check your email. You're missing out on a lot of golden asterisks
in life.
You should
frame that thing.
I'll check that as soon as I'm off the line with you.
What else have you got for us?
I also wanted to say that with the chewing straw occurrence...
Oh, dear.
Me and my friend had just came back from seeing a certain movie that just came out, and we were... I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not, but... So we came to a certain fast food restaurant, and my friend ordered a milkshake.
A certain milkshake.
Actually, I'm allowed to say that. It was a vanilla milkshake.
Wow.
Is vanilla copyrighted?
No, it's not
copyright.
Okay. But so, and he decided that he would scoop all the whipped cream off the top along with the cherry because he didn't want it. So we put it in the lid, and I got another straw and I started sucking it. Once I had already sucked down all the whipped cream, I put the straw back down. At the end of it, he picked the straw back up, trying to get the rest of the milkshake out of the straw. I'm just like, you do realize that is my straw. And I just burst out laughing. And he started spitting into his He started spitting onto the tray.
And cinnamon started coming out his nose.
He started speaking
and
French.
He started drinking down pitchers of water.
Is you fine?
Is you okay? Because I really want to know.
It's called the milkshake challenge.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's gross. That's gross.
I think maybe the moral of this podcast is...
This podcast has more.
Yeah. Guard your straw.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Throw it out when you're done with it. Definitely.
Yeah. Or give it to your enemies.
Just a especially certain.
Word to the wise out there.
With
throw
cinnamon
the
in it.
Straw out when you're done.
Yes. Protect your friends.
But don't throw the straw out with the baby.
No, keep the baby. It costs $25. It's worth it.
Well, thanks
for... Either way, is there any more orders for that?
No, sorry. The website's been down, and I'm, you know, talking. Noah, I'm losing you. Noah.
Bye, Daniel.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad static sounds like...
Maybe that's why my microphone stinks. You've been spitting all over it.
I mean, having connection problems.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, we also got in a story from someone for our 100th episode, or a couple.
Certain
Boy,
someone.
Certain.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you want A or B?
I'm sorry, what?
Give me B.
Oh, B?
You go okay. for it.
B is actually recommended that Jenny might want to take off her headphones.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, is
somebody
this
reading the log family
story?
To us?
This comes from...
Is it about pink fluffy unicorns?
No.
Okay.
They say, okay, here is my most embarrassing moment since it's Fleegon's birthday... Whoops. Day. Okay, I read this one episode late.
We just went back in time a week. It's my birthday.
It's
yay!
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Thank you. Now let's see if there are any more emails for my birthday.
This, by the way, is from Doxon.
Oh.
And he says, ask Jenny to take her headphones off, please.
No, I refuse.
Okay.
You've been warned.
Proceed with caution. I had a kidney stone. And the local family practitioner, I guess that's someone who practices at family,
yep.
gave me a shot that was very strong. I don't do drugs or drink, so it hit me very hard.
I can still hear you.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't help at all, Doctor. What a great idea. Take my headphones out.
True, unless I had my computer read this to us. They'd be like, I was driven to the hospital.
I don't do drugs.
I was driven to the hospital for x-rays where the cute nurse... Why do they have to be cute when you're embarrassed yourself? And you know what? That is always the case. It's like...
I had water in my mouth. That was an interesting moment.
I was driven to the hospital for x-rays when the cute nurse asked me to strip and put on a hospital gown. I gladly started to undress when, with a blush, she hurriedly told me, no, you can go in the bathroom and change.
Oh my God.
Later remembering it, I do remember she had opened the door before she gave me the instructions. I wasn't even able to be embarrassed till later when the drugs wore off and I remembered it. Don't!
Wow.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I wish I had taken out my headphones, and I wish I had been deaf for a little bit. Oh. Maybe I should have plugged the ears.
I'm sure doctors designed hospital gowns and hospital procedures just for their entertainment. It's like, ha-ha.
They're kind of complicated.
Watch how red he gets in the face when we ask him to wear this hospital gown.
Well, I mean, they have like three armholes and these little tie things.
For all the three-armed patients.
Well, I mean, it wraps around you. Anyway, enough about
it
that.
It just hugs you.
Oh, boy. Creepy.
Yeah, it is a bit creepy.
So there's an A in this AB
all right,
email. Is that correct?
The A is from Winnie.
Oh, I thought you meant there were two stories in one.
Oh, no. Two emails.
Oh, okay.
when he says, "Hey guys, I thought I'd share what happened to me at Starbucks last week. I'd find it very cool if you could do the dialogue with accents."
Accents?
"Me, whatever you think I sound like, and the Starbucks employee with a French accent."
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's just going to sound like...
Do you think I should be the one doing this?
Yeah, do it.
I can share this with you guys if you want to do it instead. Starbucks lady. "What would you like to order?"
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I might have to take
Please
over.
Don't move your tongue like that again.
Me. Winnie, that is. "A grande... chai tea latte, please." I can't try to do it.
You have to say it like Winnie the Pooh.
Starbucks lady. And "What is your name?"
Oh, no. I'm just going to close my eyes.
Vinny. Starbucks lady. Writing W-I-N-N-Y. Like this. Me. No, Winnie, like Winnie the Pooh. Starbucks lady, writing W-I-N-N-N-Y.
Oh, my.
This? Me, no, with I-E at the end.
Oh,
Starbucks
no
lady, writing W-I-N-N-N-N-I-E. Like this?
Oh, my goodness.
Me, shaking my head, amused and slightly disappointed. No. At this point, another Starbucks lady joins the conversation, saying it's not important and to move on. There's a queue forming. Starbucks lady. No, I want to know. She suddenly changed her nationality. Wow. No, I want to know what that is. Oh.
This is the worst French accent ever.
Me. Hang on. I'll show my ID. Starbucks lady finally writes down the correct name. I go to the counter to wait for my drink to be made. The Starbucks guy who is making my drink ends up handing it to a lady in front of me.
Wow.
Winnie. Correct spelling, W-I-N-N-I-E. It like isn't that hard.
Winnie the Pooh.
Apparently those kids maybe had like three eyes growing up so that the two N's next to each other look like actually three N's.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were cross-eyed. Have you ever done that? Or... like sometimes as a kid when I get bored in church, this one church we went to had these two wreaths on either side of the pulpit.
I bet lots of people thought you looked like you were weird.
And what I would
do... I don't know what the preacher thought.
What I would do is I would change focus in my eyes or go cross-eyed so that the two wreaths on either side would cross in the middle... You know, since I'm going cross-eyed, would cross in the middle, so they would be aligned perfectly, and it would look like there were three wreaths and yes, two pastors.
I confess to having done this, but it always frustrated me because it, you know, like those magic eye puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be just like that because the two items were not perfectly identical, so they couldn't become one to my mind if I tried to combine them. It was highly frustrating.
Yeah.
But there are certain items you can do it with. And you just, I don't know, they merge.
Like twins.
Nope.
Identical twins.
Nope.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. Oh, you wouldn't want to do that. You'd get a third one.
Well, it depends on
how
you...
Let me look at you cross-eyed and then see if I can clone you.
Let me consolidate you two.
Speaking of consolidations, we have on the line with us now a master of consolidations in the form of peanut butter and jelly. This is Brian from the Peanut Butter and Jelly Show. Welcome to the podcast, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Kind of.
Depends on the definition.
I guess I don't know what that means.
Well, we'll look it up later. What have you got for us, Brian?
I got a story about my son. I guess I got to kind of give a little background. He was diagnosed with diabetes about 6 years ago, and we were sitting in the doctor's office, and she was telling us how we have to watch the carbs that he eats. And so we have to pay attention to everything that goes into his mouth. And he got real nervous, and he started asking, how many carbs are there in boogers?
That's so gross.
It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
I hate it when you're walking through the market, like the store, and there's this kid on one aisle who's picking his nose. I just hate that. I see that so often. It's awful. How many carbs are in a booger?
Wow. I had an old computer desk that is where I grew up learning to use the computer.
You grew up on a computer desk? That's amazing.
I don't know. My dad might say that I did. But I had a habit of picking my nose as a kid.
Don't tell me this!
No.
Oh.
And it's really, here's the thing. It's really not an issue of whether you pick your nose. It's what you do with what you find.
I knew. I'm leaving this. I'm leaving this desk right now. Goodbye, everybody.
No, it's not this desk.
I know, but how do I know I can trust you?
Yeah. It's at my parents' house. Well, the place I found to put what I found.
Oh my goodness. The low carb. You're gonna tell us where you wiped your boogers?
Was on the underside of the desk. So after doing this enough years, there's now. Now, like, ew. All of these hard
stalactite boogers,
an extra desk leg there, right?
Ew.
Yeah, and my parents still have that computer desk.
I hope you cleaned it later.
No,
is this episode gonna end with me crying like so many of them have lately?
Well, that's gross.
So. Brian, maybe that's something that you could encourage your son to do, is start collecting them.
No! Until that's he has a horrible
enough,
idea.
Until he has enough to do an actual scientific experiment on how many carbs.
How about we put them in a jar and we'll send them to you for
We'll save that for the 200th episode.
All right. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Brian.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, it's gross. Oh. I could have gone my whole life without hearing that story.
Me too.
I mean, your story, not the kid. That was funny, but your story, that was just gross.
Yeah, sometimes I actually look under the desk when we're at my parents' house and see, are they still there?
Is yep. that what you're doing?
Oh, my!
They're still there!
There's the booger of 93.
Oh my God. I'm going to feel differently about going to your parents' house from now on.
Just don't sit at that desk.
I'm so depressed right now.
Oh, let's see. I've got something else here from. Oh, let's look into the past at a couple things, because there have been times when people have wondered about how the podcast started and where it started and why the heck it started. And the theme song back then, I have been digging all around to find the lyrics for that theme song, and I couldn't find it. So instead, until I can find those lyrics, what I'm going to do is share with you the lyrics for our current theme song. Because as you know, our current theme song, which, you know, that one. Oh. There are more lyrics than what you hear. So here are the full lyrics to that song, because I wrote these a little while back.
Oh boy.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, because it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've got to be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along. Now, here's the never before heard part.
I've heard it.
Shall I sing it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. You gotta love ramen. The quirkiest kind of living.
Stop singing.
I'm not singing.
We should have them call in, like her.
Okay.
You gotta love ramen.
Well, he already called in, didn't he?
The quirkiest kind of eating. It may be embarrassing. That one was kind of a stretch. Just to live your life's the funniest thing to do. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. even if nobody else laughs along.
Whoa.
And then there's the bridge, or whatever, refrain, the part that you're not supposed to sing.
Please refrain.
When life makes you feel amateur, just keep laughing because you're not the only one. I had to fit that in there somewhere. But that's you've got to be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind.
Even if nobody else sings along, or I mean, laughs along.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody else is singing alone or laughing alone.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
We
also the origins of the ramen noodle. Not many people know this, but the ramen noodle was not originally called the ramen noodle. The ramen noodle started and was recorded and published with two episodes under a different name.
What was that name?
If anyone in the chat room right now can guess that name, then I will give them a $5 Amazon.com gift card. Because it was a very old name. I used it for two episodes. And the podcast didn't even have its own website. The podcast was released under a different website that I had at that time. And it did not, the name didn't work as well as I wanted it to. I had different ideas in my head, but none of them quite fit until I got the idea for the ramen noodle. So I am going to... I see names and suggestions coming in of something with Bachelor, Sergeant Packett's Bachelor Show.
Jersey Shore.
Clean Comedy Podcast. Super Secret Husband Podcast.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no one gets the $5 gift card. The Flintstones. Nope. Once Upon a Time. Nope. It was called Bachelor Chronicles.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Because when I started it, I was very much a bachelor, and I had no intentions or immediate plans of not being a bachelor anymore. And it was all themed around funny things that, as people remember, and are actually still places on somewhere buried on my websites, that the ramen noodle was originally seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor.
Yes.
But before I got the ramen noodle branding, it was called Bachelor Chronicles. And I just thought, it doesn't work. It doesn't sound funny. It doesn't quite sound clean either.
What?
And our live in-studio person who's chatting in the chat room saying, Bachelor Chronicles does not qualify. Because he said it after I told it. So interesting trivia for you there.
That's actually our in-studio guest.
Many people will think that the original theme song, which was to the tune of Lonely, or Mr. Lonely, and Lonely.
Are you going to play that?
I could play. Yeah.
You should.
You know, this is actually the beginning of the very first episode of the Ramen Noodle.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 1 for October 10, 2007. Two dish, two wash.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Ouch.
Wow.
That was the original theme song, and it was used for a while until I realized I can't keep calling myself lonely because I'm not going to be a bachelor for much longer. And so thus began the process of coming up with a new song. That song, though, I wrote full lyrics for that, too.
Oh.
And I just could not find them anywhere, so maybe we'll save that for the 200th episode.
200th.
I remember listening to the ramen noodle while we were dating, and I used to love that song.
Yeah, I changed. One of the other reasons I wanted to change the lyrics or the song was because due to the way the voice is processed when it's saying, I'm lonely, oh so lonely. A good
Are you
friend,
sure you should share this?
I'm not going to share all of it. A good friend had called in and said, that sounds like you're saying something else that's not good.
I disagreed. So, I still disagree.
I think it sounds like lonely.
Yeah. But I wasn't lonely anymore because I married you. I'm looking at Jenny when I say that. I'm not looking at Jeremy.
Thank you for clarifying our blind audience.
Our blind audience.
Google is listening.
So I would like to point out for a little bit of ramen noodle trivia that that first episode was put out on October 10th, 2007. My first episode was an... Whoa. Flashback.
I just spilled my water a little bit.
It's the time travelness that made you spill your water. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I first appeared on a... what was then called a random noodle update, which was not a normal episode, on July 8th, 2008. And then there was another one that was the Unweekly Lost Podcast, episode one and only. That was April 24th, 2009. And then I became permanent for episode 10 of the Ramen Noodle. November 10th, 2009, 2 years after episode one.
Yeah, I was not good at releasing episodes at a regular basis.
Lots of random noodle updates.
Yeah.
But they were short.
Yeah, and then I had decided at one point that, wow, I am terrible at this podcasting thing. Part of what inspired
the podcast. I want that sound clip.
Part of what inspired the Ramen Noodle was a podcast that's now gone. And I don't recommend its replacement, but it was a podcast called You Suck at Web Design. And back then I sucked at podcasting. I was terrible at being consistent. It would take so long to edit such a short episode. And it was absolutely unbelievable. And someone just pulled like a bit of my past.
I know.
And pasted it into the field.
Wow. It's completely distracting. It's hilarious.
Where in the world did you get that?
And they apologize. Didn't think it was that big. Big story.
Yeah, that was a while back. Some message from, I think I posted it in a forum or on my website. Or
Google knows everything.
Bio somewhere. Yeah.
Google's creepy.
So weird. Yeah, so having you on the podcast, I thought it was a lot funnier having a co-host, and it was flowed a lot more. I didn't have to script my episodes.
The very first thing we established was that I do well making fun of you.
This podcast is making fun of you. It's 2007-ish.
That's me making fun of you. I got nothing else.
No other flashbacks? How about a flash sideways?
That works.
Whoa, that How was kind of scary.
It was.
I thought you were going to play an Evil Flegon thing.
No. Aww, I wish Evil Flegon had thought to call in for this episode.
That would be nice. And we're not even doing our old people voices. I think we discovered that there are no old people in the mixer.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to be those old people ourselves. I think possibly still the most infamous episode was episode 13. The chicken is revolting.
Wow. Is that long ago?
Yep.
And we still, to this day, joke about washing the chicken. And you have to go back and listen to it over at cleancomedypodcast.com/13 if you haven't listened to it already.
You didn't have the podcast in mind when you washed that chicken, did you?
No, not at all, because I was totally
serious. You
honestly
thought you were going to eat it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I listened to part of that episode today again. I still can't believe you did it, but everybody's just going to have to go listen to that story to find out what I'm talking about.
I was a bachelor who is desperate for food.
And a little crazy.
Well, we filled up this episode very quickly. Some of the other things I thought of doing for this episode, maybe we'll do it in a future live call-in episode. Maybe we should do this a little bit more.
We still got
often.
Some confetti left over.
Confetti.
Oh, there it went.
Is that what confetti sounds like?
Someday I'm thinking we could have a live call-in show for Sergeant Packett. Like, people could call in and ask Sergeant Packett questions. And I'd love to hear more from our live listeners. And wow, just so many of them in the chat room tonight. It's awesome to see all of them there and hear from many more. And I want to say, looking back over these couple years, this is where I might cry, but probably won't. Looking back at these several years of podcasting, The Ramen Noodle was my first podcast. It got me into podcasting with cheap equipment, only experience with Audacity and trying to figure these other things out. And it turned into a weekly podcast when I finally decided to get serious about it and do it weekly, even though I knew I wouldn't always have good content. And that's how it is. That's how it's been. We do it weekly, even though we don't have good content.
People come spend time with us. It's nice.
Yeah. But I do really appreciate everyone who has come to the podcast, been a part of this, sent in their stories, sent in encouragements, let us know how much we encourage you with the podcast. And it's been fun for us. And it's been a great journey as well. And this is and always will be the flagship podcast of the Noodle Mix Network. Dude, where do you think the name Noodle came from for the Noodle Mix Network? I didn't want to have to say the Ramen Network.
What? Without this podcast, my podcast network would be called the Ramen Network, not the Noodle Network.
Be like the Lewis Network or something, you know, Lewis General Podcast Store or something. Kind of like all those, you know, Layman's General Store, Smith General Store, someone with a boring last name, General Store.
Maybe it'd be called Lewis Chronicles.
And I might still be a bachelor if I'd never started this podcast.
I didn't
Jenny's
marry
look is priceless.
You.
Yeah, you did marry me.
I didn't marry you because of the podcast.
Yeah, but it framed his life in such a way that he had a Mexican-themed party instead of Italian.
So our friend in the chat room saying, maybe I should start a podcast then.
And you too might get married. Well, thank you everyone for listening to this episode. Make sure you check out the podcast over at cleancomedypodcast.com and all the past episodes. If you're not subscribed, then hopefully we've enticed you enough to subscribe. And check out the show notes.
I think the booger story was enticing enough. Repelling, actually.
You know what? This being the first podcast that makes it to 3 digits, I'm going to have to make sure my special numbering system works. But I'm pretty sure it will still work. But you can get the show notes to this episode, which aren't going to be much. It's just a bullet point list of some things over at cleancomedypodcast.com/100.
Special numbering system. We have gone in numerical order. It is so special.
I mean, I wrote this custom program for all of my podcast sites. I know what you meant. So, everyone, thank you so much for a wonderful 100 episodes. And Jeremy, thank you for being a great co-host for most of those episodes.
We can take that a couple of ways.
Most of those.
Thank you for being a wonderful host on most of the episodes that I've been on.
Jenny, thank you for joining me as my wife in this podcast and cohort in comedy.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, because without you, this podcast wouldn't exist, and we wouldn't feel like continuing if we didn't have you and your funny stories and your feedback. So you guys deserve the happy monkeys. So, in case you haven't remembered over these past 100 episodes, or you're just joining us, I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
So remember, Next time life treats you like an amateur, makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
You gotta check out our other podcasts. Even though some of them aren't quite regular.
Oh my.
Stop!
But you gotta subscribe, so go to noodle.mx.
I need to throw something.
Confetti! Woo!
Happy 100!
Pardon me while I gather my confetti.
And hopefully the guy doing the drum roll during the prayer meeting has stopped.
Wow. That was a lot of confetti.
Yeah, and I made that during the closing song, Aren't I Special? For more reasons than one. Ooh, I have a picture of myself being special.